This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
It's the Score North Twin Show.
A little bonus episode of the Score North Extra Innings Twin Show with Declan Goff here. Give me a little update. This is a brief little pod. Little update before game two against the Royals. Obviously, the Twins won on opening day, but the headline was Royce Lewis left with an injury. It was believed to be a quad injury, and it is indeed a, quote, severe quad strain, end quote, from Derek Falvey for Twin superstar Royce Lewis. So he heads to the 10-day injured list. In the meantime, Austin Martin recalled from St. Paul with like his seven gloves in the pack. So Austin Martin will take his place on the roster. Obviously, Martin, a former top five pick in the draft and someone that can play a multitude of positions. He very well could be in the lineup for game two against the Royals or maybe even game three in the series finale, but he takes his spot on the roster. Now back to Royce. So Derek Falvey said it was a severe quad strain. He refused to give a grade label, but he did say if you wanted to classify them as mild, medium, or serious, it's not mild or medium. I don't know why you can't just say it's serious, but clearly we can read between the lines and say it is a serious quad injury for Royce Lewis, who will miss at least a month. He'll be in a month of pure recovery before the Twins really even have a plan for what they want to do with him to get him back to baseball activities. So the Twins superstar who parks a home run on the first game of the season, goes up in the next at-bat, hits a single, stepped on second base kind of weirdly as he was rounding and gets to third and comes up hobbled. He's out a month. Now, Royce Lewis has missed time with multiple ACL strains. He's had an oblique injury. He had the hamstring issue that limited him to DH abilities in the postseason against the Astros and Blue Jays last year. So now it's quad strain. So a big blow to the Twins roster to start the season. Again, Austin Martin will probably take his place. I think at third base, you will probably most likely see a mixture of Willie Castro there. You can see Kyle Farmer there. Austin Martin can play like a bajillion positions. We'll see if he ends up playing third base. But this is where Royce Lewis's injury obviously is a pretty big buzzkill and bummer for the Twins, and hopefully he can rebound after this. Twins and Royals, Joe Ryan will get the ball in game two today in Kansas City. We're recording this at about 12 p.m. Central time, so about 3 hours before first pitch between the Twins and Royals. But obviously I just wanted to jump on and give you guys a quick little update on what's going on there. A couple other Twins notes too. Anthony DeSclafani out for the season. He's going to have Tommy John surgery. In fact, he already had the surgery, so he's out for at least 12 to 13 months. So Anthony DeSclafani was acquired like three different times, moved a ton over the offseason. He ends up with the Twins. That right flexor strain or tendon that was causing him issues, yeah, it's Tommy John. So he is indeed out for the season. Of course, he was part of a kind of a throwaway into the trade with Jorge Polanco. I know, I think initially people saw his name and thought, oh, that's a fifth guy in the rotation. Well, the guy really hasn't been healthy over the last 6 to 8 months. He barely was able to throw in spring training before the flexor injury flared back up. And here he is having Tommy John surgery. So another update that kind of is a bummer there. We talked on Thursday with Judd that Brooks Lee was going to be out for at least a month too with back spasms, hence why Austin Martin was called up to take his place. I mean, in a perfect world, not to say injuries create an opportunity, but in a perfect world, if Brooks Lee didn't have back spasm towards the end of spring training, this would have been an amazing opportunity for Brooks Lee to come up, take the spot at third base, probably maybe hit still near the top of the order potentially once he starts feeling himself. But unfortunately, Royce Lewis and Brooks Lee both shelved for at least a month. Brooks Lee was assigned to St. Paul, so once he gets through his injuries, once he's able to start resuming baseball activities, he did report and was assigned to the St. Paul Saints. So once he is healthy and you're in the metro area, you can obviously go down and see Brooks Lee play with the St. Paul Saints, which will be very, very exciting. Twins opening day coming up in about 5 days. And knock on wood, the weather here in Minneapolis, St. Paul actually should be pretty good, looking like highs in the 50s. So hopefully the weather will remain pretty strong. But yeah, I just wanted to jump on here, give you guys a quick little update on what's going on with Royce Lewis. No post-game pod after today's game, but there will likely be a post-game pod after tomorrow's game when the Twins wrap up their series with the Royals off Monday, and then the Milwaukee Brewers, they will go to Milwaukee before returning home for their first homestand of the season. So yeah, Royce Lewis, again, out with a severe quad strain, out at least a month before he can really start resuming baseball activities. Huge bummer, but the Twins will have to carry on without him. Hit the subscribe button too. Again, this is Score North Extra Innings. My name is Declan Goff. There'll be a rotating of co-hosts here with us from Score North throughout the season. Again, the Score North Extra Innings show will be after and before Twins games at home games for sure this year. So if there's a night game, you can expect extra innings content in your feed before the first pitch. If there's a day game, you can expect content after the game. And then, of course, the regular Score North Twin show that resumes with Mackie, Judd, and myself. That will remain in place, obviously, periodically throughout the week. But that's kind of a framework of extra innings. I know some people said, what is really the framework of this show? That's the plan. I'll be leading the charge here. Again, for day games, you can expect content afterwards. For night games, you can expect content before first pitch. Kind of be a notebook style, things that I observe from the clubhouse access, things that I can kind of glean on what's going on to start the season. There'll be numerous benchmarks. I know I did circle the bases with Judd after the opening day win against the Royals. That'll be kind of the same thing, kind of four big takeaways going into a game or coming out of a game, going into a series, etc. So plenty of great stuff. And of course, listener feedback always welcome on Extra Innings too. So please hit the subscribe button for daily Twins entertainment, if you will. This is the Score North Extra Innings Twin Show, jumping on with a little update on Royce Lewis. Appreciate you guys. Rate and subscribe. Thank you for listening.